Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 8th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of local and regional news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Davies Hotham Injury Law celebrates 4 years of justice and community healing in Gainesville, GA. Davies Hotham Injury Law commemorates 4 years of advocating for justice and community healing in Gainesville, Georgia. Since its establishment in 2021 by Christy Davies, Jennifer Hotham, and Dustin Davies, the firm has secured over $150 million in verdicts and settlements, including a groundbreaking $10 million settlement for a client with permanent injuries from a motorcycle accident. With a focus on personal injury and wrongful death cases, the firm's attorneys have a proven track record with notable successes, such as a $2 million settlement for a traumatic brain injury. Beyond the courtroom, Davies Hotham supports women, children, and veterans through initiatives like the Davies Hotham Domestic Violence Legal Fund. To learn more about their mission, visit dhgainjurylaw.com.
State Roundup. ICE holding cells confined detainees for days. Embattled Juvenile Services names new school chief. ICE holding cells in downtown Baltimore, intended to hold immigrants for 12 hours, are actually confining them for an average of 51 hours, with one man held for over 191 hours. The Department of Juvenile Services has named David Pinder as the new superintendent of schools, following a scathing audit. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is offering $6 million in grants to expand processing of invasive blue catfish in the Chesapeake Bay. Tavon Tull is set to receive over $500,000 for wrongful imprisonment, with half coming from Wicomico County. Baltimore County Councilman Todd Crandell faces scrutiny over alcoholism and accessibility issues. Prince George's County Executive Isha N. Braveboy seeks to rehire a worker fired for gross negligence a decade ago. Baltimore's Inspector General reports improved conditions for solid waste workers. U.S. Repper Andy Harris says an Easton pastor who overstayed his visa can be deported. Baltimore approves $100,000 for employees to attend the MACO conference in Ocean City. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.